Section 10, Humanware Companion, Overview and Installation. We introduced the Humanware Companion back in Section 7.1, where we transferred an NLS-recorded DAISY book from the computer to the storage card. Again, in Section 8.1, we transferred another DAISY book, in this case an e-text book from Bookshare, and we also introduced the online books menu of the Companion. So we see that the Companion can be a very useful tool to accompany your stream. In this section, we thought we would do a complete tour of the Humanware Companion, beginning with the installation process. Then we'll move on to a complete look at the menu system and the transfer dialog window. We'll look at how to transfer text files, talking books. We'll look at how to transfer a DAISY CD. And we'll finish off our tour by looking at how to update both the stream software and the Companion itself, all from within the Companion interface. So let's begin with the installation process. The Companion is distributed with the CD that comes in your stream box, and you can also download it for free from the Humanware website. If you're installing from the CD, simply insert the CD in your computer and pick Install Companion from the CD menu. If you want the latest Companion software, you may prefer to go straight to the Humanware website. So let's see how that's done. I'm sitting on my desktop. And I'm going to go to the Windows Run command in order to access the Humanware website.
Windows R. Run dialog. Type the name of a program, folder, document, or internet resource, and Windows will...
So I'm going to type www.
www. Period. Humanware. Period.
Com. Forward slash... Stream underline software.
Slash stream underline software. www.humanware.com/stream_software.
I'm going to press enter.
Desktop, folder view, list view, Internet Explorer 5044.
We'll wait for that page to load. The Humanware website and the stream software page.
Windows Internet Explorer connecting .. New tab page. 2%. 19 headings and 101 links. Software left parent support right parent dash Humanware Canada slash English same page.
Now this is the Humanware web page, and we heard that it had a number of headings. I'm using the JAWS screen reader, which allows me to press the letter H to jump through the headings. I'm going to do that now.
Support heading level 5. Software heading level 1. English heading level 4.
And I've arrived at the English heading. We have a number of languages that are supported by the stream, and I want English. I'm going to down arrow.
List of my Bullet link audio slash video on how to install a new Humanware Companion.
So there's an audio video on how to download and install the Companion. That's the task we're doing right now.
Bullet link stream 3.3 release notes left parent.
And there we have the release notes for the stream itself, the software 3.3. I'll continue with the down arrow.
Bullet link stream 3.3 release notes left parent HTML right parent.
We have an HTML version of the release notes file, which you can play right on the stream.
Bullet link stream soft pack release notes.
And the soft pack release notes.
English North America version 3.3 TTS English UTS. Voices Samantha and Tom.
And there is the actual 3.3 software for the stream itself.
Bullet link English North America version 3. Bullet link English UTK version 3. Bullet visited link Humanware Companion software English version 3.3.
And there is the actual Humanware Companion software that we want. And I'm going to press enter on this link.
100%. File download dash security warning dialog. Do you want to run or save this file? Name colon ..
It's asking if I want to run or save this Companion file, and I want to download it and save it to my computer. So I'm going to arrow to the save button.
Save button, Alt plus S.
And there it is. I'm going to press space bar.
Space. Save as dialog. File name colon edit combo. Indian dash DA underline the underline N underline FR underline NL underline no underline SV dash 3 underline.
So it's telling me the long file name of the Companion. We have different codes for the various languages that we support, and those are embedded in the file name. So it's a long file name. Before I save this, I'm going to shift tab. I just want to check where my save destination is on my computer.
Shift tab, toolbar, shift tab, toolbar of shift tab, save and colon combo box, my documents, 3 of 3, Alt plus I.
So this file is going to save in my documents, which is fine. I'm going to tab back to the save button.
Tab, toolbar of one, tab, toolbar, tab, folder view, list view, tab, file name, colon, edit, tab, save as type, colon, combo, bar, tab, save button, Alt plus S.
And there it is. I'll press the space bar.
Space, close this dialog box when download completes, checkbox checked, Alt plus C.
And now the download has begun.
Software left parent support right parent dash human.
And the download is completed, and we've returned to the software page on the Humanware website. I'll close that website now and go back to my desktop.
Alt F4. Desktop.
I'm going to go into my documents. I'll press the letter M.
My documents.
And there it is. I'll press enter.
My documents folder view.
We know that the HumanWare Companion file that we downloaded begins with H, so I'm just going to type the letter H.
H, HumanWare Companion dash DA underline, the underline, N underline, FR underline, NL underline, O underline, SD dash 3 underline, 3 underline, 5 dot X.
And there it is. We landed on it immediately. We noticed that it ends in EXE, so it's an executable file. And if I just press enter on it, that means it should start the installation program. So I'll press enter.
Enter open file dash security warning dialog. The publisher could not be
Now Windows is informing me that it couldn't verify the publisher, but this is from HumanWare. It's a safe program. I'm just going to use the arrow key to move to the run button.
Run button, Alt plus R.
I'll press the space bar.
Space, folder view list view, HumanWare Companion dash install shield wizard dialog. Select the language for the installation.
And there we are. We've opened up the installation window. It's asking me which language I want to install in.
Not selected data.
I'm going to move down with the down arrow.
Dutch, English.
And there's English. I'm going to press tab.
Tab, next greater button.
And we'll press space for the next installation window.
Space. HumanWare Companion dash install shield wizard dialog. Please wait while the install shield wizard prepares the setup. Preparing setup. HumanWare Companion setup is preparing the install shield wizard, which will guide you through the rest of the setup process. Please wait. Please wait while the install shield wizard prepares the setup. HumanWare Companion dash install shield wizard. HumanWare Companion dash install shield wizard dialog. The install shield registered wizard will install HumanWare Companion on your computer. To continue, click next. Welcome to the install shield wizard for HumanWare Companion. Next greater button, Alt plus N.
So a bit of repetition there, but it's just letting us know that we're about to install. We're on the button for the next window. I'll press spacebar.
Space. HumanWare Companion dash install shield wizard dialog. License agreement. Please read the following license agreement carefully. I do not accept the terms of the license agreement. Radio button checked. 202 Alt plus D.
So I'll press tab in this window for the license agreement.
Tab, print button, Alt plus D.
And there's a print button if you wish to print it.
Tab, list back button, Alt, tab, cancel button, tab. Please read the following license agreement carefully. Read only edit.
And I can press the down arrow and begin reading the license agreement.
And conditions. You further agree that this agreement is the complete and exclusive statement of the agreement between you and...
So you can read that through to the end. And then when you tab...
Tab, I accept the terms of the license agreement. Radio button not checked. 1 of 2, Alt plus A.
I need to press the space bar to accept those terms.
Space.
And we'll confirm that.
I accept the terms of the license agreement. Radio button checked. 1 of 2, to change the selection, press upper.
It's now checked.
Tab, print button, Alt plus tab, less back button, Alt tab, next greater button, Alt plus N.
So I've tabbed over to the next button, and I'll press... The spacebar.
Space, HumanWare Companion dash install shield wizard dialog. Setup type, select the setup type to install. Complete radio button checked.
So we want to specify a complete installation, and that's already checked. So I'm going to tab over to the next button.
Tab, list back button, tab, next greater button, Alt plus N.
And press space.
Space, HumanWare Companion dash install shield wizard dialog. Click install to begin the installation if you want to review or change any of your install.
So here's a last chance to change any of our previous answers. And I'm happy with how I've answered, so I'm going to just press space on the install button.
Install button to activate, press space bar, Alt space, HumanWare Companion dash install shield wizard dialog. HumanWare Companion is configuring your new software installation. HumanWare Companion is configuring your new software installation. Setup status, cancel button.
And we'll just wait a moment, and that should complete shortly.
3%. 12%. 20%. 65%. HumanWare Companion dash install shield wizard dialog. The install shield wizard has successfully installed HumanWare Companion. Click finish to exit the wizard. Install shield wizard complete. Yes, I want to launch HumanWare Companion now. Checkbox checked.
There we go. We've been informed that the installation is complete, and we see there's a checkbox checked to immediately run the companion for our convenience. I'm going to Shift-Tab to that checkbox.
Shift-Tab. Yes, I want to launch HumanWare Companion now. Checkbox checked.
And press space to uncheck it.
Space not checked.
I'll do that so that I can show you how we launch the companion directly from the desktop. I'll tab back to the Finish button.
Tab, Finish button.
And press space.
Space, HumanWare Companion dash install shield wizard. My documents, folder view list view.
And now we have returned to the My Documents folder. The installation is complete. The companion is ready to go. I'll close My Documents and go to my desktop.